So the painting that you're looking at, it's believed that this painting was painted in 1545, so a couple of years before Henry VIII's death. And perhaps it's clearly commissioned by Henry VIII as a piece of propaganda. This propaganda is to show that the Tudor dynasty is going to continue into the future after his death. The painting shows Henry's three children from his three of his different six wives. What's interesting about it, okay, is actually the figure immediately to Henry's, on his left, our right, okay, is Jane Seymour, Edward's mother, who was dead by the time that this painting was commissioned and finished. So it's clearly that piece of propaganda to show the legitimacy of Henry VIII's reign. Now, of course, what's fascinating about Henry VIII's reign was just how desperate and what lengths he would go to, okay, to secure this dynasty. So in Henry comes to the throne in 1509, married to Catherine of Aragon. And Catherine of Aragon was actually his older brother's wife, Arthur, who when Arthur died, Henry quickly marries. The reason that Henry quickly marries is he wants an heir, okay, to the throne. The whole idea about the heir and the spare is obviously something that's quite contemporary at the moment with William and Harry. But Henry was desperate, you know, to have a dynasty, a range of children following him. And obviously, you know, having lost his older brother, then that's quite sort of relevant. So his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, gave him very quickly, actually, his oldest daughter, Mary. But despite a marriage going on several years afterwards, Catherine never gave Henry any other children, and especially, and most importantly, sons. So there are lots of reasons, and no one's ever going to be quite sure. But what obviously happens is that Henry divorces Catherine, and then moves on to a much younger woman, Anne Boleyn, okay, in the hope that Anne, okay, would give him a child. Anne quickly becomes pregnant, okay, but gives Henry another child, but a daughter, okay, and that's Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's the younger of the two women you can see on the right hand side, the right hand third of the painting. Anne doesn't seem to be able to conceive or to be able to give Henry a male heir, so he moves on, okay, and he finds Jane Seymour. And once Anne has been beheaded and executed, he marries Jane Seymour, and Jane Seymour gives Henry a son, Edward. Jane then dies, this time through natural causes, and then Henry moves on later to Anne of Cleves, okay, and then Catherine Parr and Catherine Howard. So you see this constant sort of pressing urge that Henry has to provide, okay, a dynasty, to provide some stability for his throne and his dynasty after he's died, okay, but this constant relentless looking for more heirs to inherit his throne. Now, this would have been in Shakespeare's around people, this would have been part of his living memory. So this is something that, okay, that Shakespeare's parents would have, and grandparents would have experienced, all the upheaval that went on in Tudor England at this time, with Henry and Henry's anxieties about having a male heir to inherit the throne after his death. So this would have been very much part of the living conscious memory of people around Shakespeare at this time. But then don't forget that during Shakespeare's lifetime, okay, all of the anxiety around Elizabeth. So Elizabeth comes to the throne in her early to mid-20s, okay, unmarried, the Virgin Queen, and really through the major part of her reign, okay, her advisors and her Privy Council are always desperately trying to get Elizabeth to marry to provide an heir to the throne. And Elizabeth chooses not to marry, rejects all the sort of the suitors that comes her way, and when she dies in 1603, she has no natural heir. She has no child of her own to pass the throne onto. So the throne moves on to, okay, her most closest blood relative, okay, which is James the Sixth of Scotland, okay, and it's the nephew of one of her cousins, okay, Mary Queen of Scots. So this idea about dynasty and inheritance and all the anxiety around the stability of the throne and the instability of the throne if you can't have an heir, you know, that was very much part of Shakespeare's lived experience. Okay. Remember, this play is written only 3 years into the beginning of James's reign, so, you know, Shakespeare would have been very much aware of all the anxieties going on in London and around the court, okay, about Elizabeth leaving the throne without an heir.